streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
The real NBA playoffs start tomorrow. Lakers Nuggets primetime game. Chris Broussard, Brew joining us first things first. Loves it. Has his MVP votes, most improved votes. So I was saying is when I suggested, you know, you may want to duck the Nuggets. It wasn't just about losing the series. It was the repercussions from getting beat up again by Denver. So let's say you get swept last year. You get beaten 4 or 5 this year. And LeBron's got some options and he's thinking, I don't have the right coach. I don't have the right roster. I'm a mile from Denver. If you face Oklahoma City and you win, and I think they would, it's a very optimistic offseason. It's hopeful. It's, hey, we just got to tweak. So let's just say the Lakers get doused. And I think they'll be competitive, but they're not Denver. What do you think LeBron's offseason looks like and sounds like?
Look, I think he stays in L.A. I think he's settled there. He's obviously got his family there and all his businesses and stuff. The only question is, what about Bronny? If a team agrees to draft Bronny and they want LeBron there as well, does that entice him to leave? Now, what I think he should look at, Golden State, I saw you talking about that earlier. That would be great, but I don't see him going to join Steph's team.
Right.
Because... you know, it's Steph's team. And if they say they won a championship, then, yeah, they both would get huge credit, but some would give Steph a little more because it was his squad. Colin, I think the place would be Philly. Now, I don't think he'd do it, but I think if he's like, I want to win, I think Philadelphia would be the place. You have Tyrese Maxey there. They have the money.
Yeah.
All right? And Joel Embiid, who I don't think, Colin, I don't think Embiid is going to be at his best ever in the playoffs because I think he's always going to be banged up. He came back and played, what, 5 regular season games and got banged up.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. A little satellite malfunction there. We'll get back to Chris Broussard in a second. It's interesting about Embiid. So Jokic beat him a couple years in the MVP. And then the Embiid MVP year felt a little bit like it was an anti-Jokic vote. But the difference is, the minute Jokic had the squad, he became the world's best player and ran through the playoffs. So, you know, Embiid to me, like, there's been this sort of, you know, we give everybody time. You know, like Giannis, we gave him plenty of time. It's like he won. Now we want a second. But it's like Calipari. He did win a title. We want a second, but as long as you're viable, it's when Calipari couldn't win in March against St. Peter's, he got in trouble. So let's go back to Chris Broussard. So what you're basically saying is Embiid's never going to give you a 20-game playoff run because that's physically not what he's capable of.
That is exactly what I'm saying. This was the year, Colin. You had, I get it, he was rehabbing for 2.5 months, but he still was off 2.5 months. And then you play a handful of regular season games, and in those he got banged up. And he looked like he was playing on one leg in that play-in game. And so I actually have the Knicks beating them in 7 precisely because I don't think Embiid's close to 100%. But LeBron could go there, be their number one guy in the playoffs. Embiid is going to play, you know, fairly well, give you maybe 23 and 11 or something like that. And then you got Tyrese Maxey. And so if LeBron's just looking for a championship and one that people won't scoff at, you know, oh, you just like a Durant in Golden State, Philadelphia, I think, would be the place.
So a lot of people like the Knicks over Philly. I think they're a bit too Jalen Brunson dominant. And it's like Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs. They're just a bit too Donovan Mitchell dominant. But let's say the Knicks beat them. And the betting market is go either way, and a lot of people I respect like the Knicks. If the Knicks beat Philadelphia with basically the three best players in the series, Philly would have two of them. Does that make New York? I think about if I'm a free agent or if I'm a guy with options, does just winning this series for New York change the league view of Jalen Brunson is an A star and they can go out and get a big dog in a trade? Does it change fundamentally a seismic change? They don't have to win a championship. But to do a number two seed, Philadelphia's got a deeper roster, and you beat them. This feels like it could be so significant for the Knicks.
Yeah, look, I think players definitely respect Jalen Brunson, and I think he's the type of guy you will want to play with. And you're right, if they get a series, now I'm only picking them because I think Embiid is limited. I would certainly pick Philly if he was 100%. But Jalen Brunson, high character, high work ethic, doesn't have like, you know, a superstar kind of persona where he's all, you know, into himself. I think guys would love to play with him. The question is going to be, do guys want to play in New York? Some do, a la Carmelo Anthony, Amari Stoudemire, and some just don't want that. They don't want the back pages every day.
Yeah.
Tibbs, a great coach. We all know that. He also will drive you into the ground.
Right.
And does a superstar want to play all 82 games like it's a playoff intensity?
Right.
And those are questions that, various individuals are going to have to ask when they consider going to New York.
All right. So, I think a really interesting series is a guy we've talked about a lot is the Suns and the T-Wolves. Bradley Beal got healthy, and they got really good late. Grayson Allen, not that it was a renaissance, but he was better than anybody thought. He ended up, between Allen, Beal, Booker, and KD, you can shoot your way to giving a Boston-Denver team trouble. I think they beat Minnesota. I think Minnesota, it's a really well-coached, well-prepared team. Because I thought Phoenix was the most disappointing team in the league. But you watch them now, and you watch their last 9 or 10 games down the stretch when Beal was healthy and cranking. They were great. They had one stinker against the Clippers at home. They were really good. Yep. Where are you on Phoenix today?
No, they were. And they had a tough schedule down the stretch, right? Or they could have ended up in the play-in, which I thought they would with that schedule. I think this is going to be a terrific series. I think it's Phoenix's perimeter play. And they do have some size with Nurkic, but also against Minnesota's size. Obviously, and let's see if Anthony Edwards can really emerge and take over this series. I don't like Phoenix. I don't really give them a chance to get out of the West at all, but I think they could get past Minnesota. Like I said, I'm just intrigued by this one. One thing that hurts them, and again, they did play well down the stretch, but their lack of a point guard, Colin, early in the season and really throughout most of the season, their problem was fourth quarters.
Yeah.
And what their problem was you didn't have a playmaker, a point guard with that mentality who could get the ball to the right guy in the right spots, who could control the tempo. Devin Booker can bring the ball up court. So can Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal. Booker can give you 7 assists, and Beal and Durant can give you 5. That doesn't mean you're a point guard.
Right.
That just means if you drive and draw some attention, you know how to pass. But that doesn't give you mean you have the mentality of a Chris Paul or somebody like that. And I think that's something that if you face a Denver or some of these top teams in the league, I think that could come down in crunch time and hurt them.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5, that's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I was saying this. If you go inspect the last 5 years of Golden State, and I'm a Warrior guy. Love Kerr. I love him. 3 times missed the playoffs. Once they won one series. And if you go back and dissect, do a deep dive on their championship year, they faced a Denver team. Murray was hurt and Porter was out with an ACL. They beat the most immature team in the league with 22-year-old Ja Morant. Luka didn't have a number 2. And who else was there in there?
Boston.
And Boston.
In the finals.
They didn't have any big game experience, and you had Wiggins, Clay, Steph, Draymond. It was an experience. It was basically the old guys against the kids, and the old guys, Steph Curry goes to Boston. Yeah. And that was a little bit predictable. When you put old and young guys, Boston wasn't quite ready. Outside of that, they missed the playoffs 3 times and then won a series, a 7-gamer against Sacramento. I think they got a pivot, major pivot. Do you?
I don't think it's black and white yet. I agree. That championship, you look back at it, and it's like stunning. It's like, I mean, you got to give Steph and those guys all the credit in the world. But it was like they just kind of pulled the rabbit out of the hat and won that championship. But they had, Colin, they finished the season strong. They had a top 5 record in the league since the All-Star break. All right. And with Draymond on the floor, they play good basketball, as you know. So I think they just have to go into this offseason with a plethora of options. First thing, I'm shopping Andrew Wiggins. Shopping him.
Yeah.
Seeing if I can trade him. Right. What can I get back for him? Obviously, with Clay, I got to bring, you got to come back on a serious discount. All right, they need a second scorer for Steph.
Yes.
I don't think Kuminga is going to be that. He's played well, he emerged. He's not ready to be a second scorer yet. So that's what they have to go find. I would also, Colin, I would talk to teams. I'm not shopping him. I'm not definitely got to trade him. But I would talk to teams about Draymond. What can I get? What are you willing to offer? Not that I trade him, but just to see what the market is for him and if maybe I get a better group of players for him. He's integral to that team, obviously, so it'd have to be a haul for him, which you probably won't get. But I would certainly be open to it. I think Steph will stay there this year for sure. He'll probably finish his career there. But I think this notion of, well, he's going to want to leave somewhere to win a championship, I think he'll at least give them another year and maybe start looking after that. But I don't think they have to worry about losing him.
Brew, you're great as always. First things first after us, my man. And have a good show and a good weekend.
Thanks, Colin. You too.
Yeah. So it's, what I love about the playoffs is, you know, this year we got almost all the guys. You know, Embiid's a little banged up. Giannis, a little banged up. Both, Embiid's going to play for sure. I think Giannis will miss. Calf injuries are weird because you always think you're more ready than you are. Groin injuries and calf injuries, you always think, I'm fine, and then you re-injure them. So if Bucks are going to probably keep Giannis out for two games. Indiana with Giannis is a problem because of their pace. But Indiana is, Bucks are big. They're old. They're experienced. They're going to lean on Indiana. They're going to score in the paint. Indiana's more of a pace team. So that's a fascinating series. It doesn't mean you have to be a great team to be a great series.
Halliburton hasn't quite been the same either, second half. You know, he got off to that torrid start. He was like top three, top five guy in the league. Hasn't been the same. But Indiana's very good. Very good.
Yeah. Jordan with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
All right, Colin, we're starting in the NFL where the Detroit Lions, fresh off their best season in decades, have unveiled some new black alternate uniforms for this upcoming season. Now, here's the backstory. Shortly after he was hired in 2021, head coach Dan Campbell asked about getting some black jerseys. Team president Ron Wood responded, "When you win the division, we'll bring back the black jerseys." Well, MCDC got his wish. He won the division, went to the NFC Championship, almost beat the Niners to go to the Super Bowl. Colin, there is a lot of hype in Detroit. Is there too much hype heading into next season?
No. I think next to the Niners, they are the Niners roster with younger players. They're not quite as established, but Penei Sewell could be the next Trent Williams. Amon St. Brown.
Excellent.
Excellent
Goff
receiver.
They're going to extend.
Yeah. I think they're pass rusher, Aiden Hutchinson's a Bosa. So I think the Niners have fewer years with their group of players. I think Detroit's got several years. I think Green Bay's young and talented, but they're not as substantial as Detroit. So this is not, it's like Jared Goff was saying to the Detroit media, guys, it's okay, we're good now. They're a really good football. And again, where are they really good at? Quarterback, left tackle, edge rusher, weapons, and a culture-creating coach. Those are like my top five. They're not great at corner. Outside of the Jets, almost every team in the league is desperate for corners. So that's a position nobody... I was talking to an NFL GM 2 years ago. He said, listen, it is so much easier to find a number three receiver than a number two corner. He said, it's just the money's at receiver, and the great athletes very early in high school want to transition to it. So Detroit is good enough this year to win a Super Bowl. No
also,
question.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't even talk about Gibbs and LaPorta. You know, both rookies last
top
year.
Top five tight end.
Excellent.
Yeah, Gibbs is a home run hitter.
Wow, he's special. Speed kills. Quick NBA story. Victor Wembanyama is coming off a historic rookie season, but did not have much of a supporting cast this year in San Antonio. In an interview with the Ringer's Kevin O'Connor was here a couple weeks ago, Wemby said he's hearing from other NBA players about coming to play in San Antonio.
Yeah, I've received some messages, even from prospects, that, I try to stay in my role and, it's a whole new world and that I'm eager to discover. But for sure, one day or the other, I have to be involved in this, I guess, even though I'm, staying in my role as a player.
I always say that's the ultimate, when other guys, especially stars, want to come play with you. But when you're 19, 20 years old, and you're coming off this historic rookie season, look at that. Hakeem, Alvin Hayes, the Admiral.
So he's the only guy that's averaged. No, not the only guy. He's the youngest guy to do it. 20 points, 10 rebounds, 3 blocks per game in a season, and less than 30 minutes a game. Now, the game is obviously different. Sure. But Shaq only did it twice. That's, yeah.
I mean, these are all Hall of Famers. Every single one. Incredible. Wimby is the future, right? I mean, that's the next guy.
Well, if by next year, trade deadline,
he's the best.
The three best players will be Jokic, Luka, Wemby.
Wow.
And I think Giannis will be in that space, and I think SGA is becoming
that. Five. Yeah.
All European.
Back to the NFL. The Washington Commanders have the second pick in next week's draft. Yesterday, GM Adam Peters made it sound like they'll certainly keep that pick, the second pick, and select a quarterback. Now, I know, Colin, that you and J-Mac talked about Washington bringing in multiple quarterbacks last week. We also saw on Twitter, Jaden Daniels' agent responding to, well, they played Top Golf. They had basically all their 30 visits in one. What do you make of this?
Well, first of all, SGA is from Canada. What I make, I think I didn't like that at all by the Commanders. It was a dog and pony show. If you like a quarterback, my takeaway is this idea of inviting all these alphas and see how they get along. You have all my highlights. You got my pro days. Often you have combines. You have interviews. There is a line here where I don't want to be like used and manipulated. I'm a human being.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bringing me, if you're not going to draft me, don't bring me up there. Washington knows who they're drafting. They're taking Jaden Daniels. What are you doing? Like, I would be like, if I'm, you know, I guess you have to go if you're J.J. McCarthy, but I don't know. I mean, Jaden Daniels is ready to start. J.J. McCarthy, most believe, isn't quite ready to start. So, I don't know. I didn't like that whole thing. That was my takeaway. I'm sure everybody else was fine with it. I didn't like it.
Even the Top Golf part? Too much.
It's just, at this point, if you don't know who you're going to draft, get new scouts. You got all the tape. You got all the film. Yeah. I don't think you have to. It's not that. We were saying on this show, by week 8, the Bears are drafting Caleb Williams. I mean, if you can't identify that Justin Fields just couldn't, he got worse every quarter. Injuries, turnovers. It's not this hard to figure out. Watch the games. Daniel Jones isn't it. Zach Wilson. I mean, I can love a guy going into the NFL, Sam Darnold, but I knew by year 3, I'm like, delivery slow, a little too reckless, feels like Carson Wentz. It's never going to be what I thought. But I don't know. I just, this whole thing is, I think people outthink it. Jaden Daniels is...
He's special.
Absolutely.
You said his freshman year at Arizona State.
I remember watching him. I remember thinking, because I knew somebody on the staff, I'm like, does he weigh 150 pounds? His helmet looked gigantic on him, but you were watching him and you're like, he's like 18 years old. Yeah. He was playing in Pac-12 games and he was really a good player and they didn't have a lot around him. So it's like, then he goes to LSU and gets help and you're like, come on, the guy's, you know, 40 touchdowns, 10 rushing. Like, you know what you're going to get at the number 2 pick. Don't dog and pony show.
And I agree with Jaden Daniels. Colin, this is a fun one. Really fun. Finally, we're sticking with the draft. Now, we all know the top prospects, the big names, the big QBs. But I came up with a list of some lesser-known guys, some sleepers that I'm really, really high on in this draft. Braylon Allen, running back out of Wisconsin. Now, he's working out with Derrick Henry in Dallas. He's an absolute horse. 20 years old, youngest player in the draft. He's got something to him. 5.4 yards per carry each of the last 2 years. Jalen Polk. I had a personnel executive tell me this is Puka Nacua of this year's draft.
Yep. He's really, now he got overshadowed by Roma Dunze.
Of course.
And he was a 2 to a 3 in that draft, but I've seen him live. Clever yards after the catch guy.
Physical, great hands, yak, had 9 touchdowns, 1,100 yards. He is a really good player. I don't think he's getting out of the second round. Eric Gall Jr., Iowa tight end, transfer from Michigan. Not great stats. 6'4", 250, similar build as George Kittle. We know about Iowa tight ends. Kittle, LaPorta, Dallas Clark, Noah Fant. List goes on and on.
They all block.
They all block, and they all catch.
Yeah.
He's good. This is my favorite name, my favorite guy, Giovanni Manu, 6'7", 352.
From where?
He's Tongan descent from the University of British Columbia, which is basically D2.
Okay.
Now, he plays left tackle. Jordan Mailata, that's kind of the comp. Similar frame. He was a rugby player.
Yeah.
This kid, Manu, played basketball. 30 points, 15 rebounds a game in high school. An absolute behemoth.
Okay.
He had a ton of 30 visits, had a private workout with the Cardinals, went from being undrafted 6 weeks ago. Now he's got a chance to go day three. And then finally, TJ Tampa, corner out of Iowa State, athletic, rangy, high school basketball star. I don't think he's getting out of the second round. Really, really good young corner. Those are my five sleepers, Colin. Which one stands out to you?
Well, the one I've seen play a lot is Jalen Polk, and he's a really good player. So there's sleeper to me tends to be like fourth, fifth round, like Puka. Puka, yeah, Polk. We have some video of Polk here. Yeah, he's a really clever player. And again, had a good quarterback, had a star on the opposite side. He's just going to be a productive NFL player. I didn't, the Wisconsin back, I didn't see a ton of. Most of those guys I didn't see a ton of. But Polk's a good player.
Let me tell you also about Polk. I had a scouting director tell me he's going to play 10-plus years in the league and get three contracts. That's the type of guy. He's going to be a really, really good number two receiver. I don't know if that means Calvin Ridley, but he's going to be someone that you can absolutely rely on week to week. He's going to be a star. Maybe not a superstar, but a star.
Jordan with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live.
They
news.
Say it's not only a different season, but a different sport. The NBA playoffs start officially tomorrow. Top 10 players, we rank them next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right, best for last today. We're going to do the top 10 players in the playoffs. We're considering everything. For instance, Giannis is hurt, going to miss games. But playoffs generally reward older players. So I know it's going to be controversial, but that's the way the playoffs are. Older players manipulate the refs. By the way, the NBA at about the trade deadline stopped officiating the way they were officiating. So they made an in-season adjustment. They're letting teams play. We had a Celtics-Bucks game at the end of the year, but they're like two free throws. So you're going to get more physical basketball, fewer foul calls, ref step back every round. You're going to get fewer and fewer whistles. That's kind of what you like in the NBA. So these are my top 10 players in the NBA in order. So advanced analytics, love Jokic. All the stuff like win shares and efficiency. He's the best player in the league. Box score plus minus, value over replacement player. The guy had 708 assists this year as a center. Jokic is number one. Luka Doncic, who now, his blocks were up, his steals were up. He led the Mavs in steals. Playing some defense now, finally. Probably because he's in better shape. Averaged 34 a game. He is going to be the league's probably, you know, best pure shooter scorer for a long time. Luka at two. I would, SGA, who's an MVP finalist, has emerged. I didn't see this coming. So he led the NBA. He had 51 games, 30 or more points. Plays defense. Led the NBA in steals. I mean, they're a totally different team. They're not totally dependent on him offensively, but when he's on the court, they're plus 11. When he's off, they're in the minus territory. Number four is Jason Tatum, best player on the best team. And one of the things you like about Tatum, his usage rate isn't that high. So, you know, there are some questions. Does he want the ball late, or does Jaylen Brown want it more? He's not bad late in games. He just hasn't been great clutch time sometimes. But he's the best player on the best team, and he's averaging 25, 8, and 4, and the only other guys doing that are like Giannis and Luka. Number five, again, he's injured. He'd probably be my four instead of my five, but is Giannis. I don't think he's going to play in the first few games in this series. Listen, he averaged 30 a game, career high in assists, but he's had calf issues, lower leg Achilles issues, so you're kind of just like crossing your fingers. He actually slightly got better this year, but bigs, once they start getting hurt, they don't get hurt less. I would put him at five. I thought Anthony Davis had probably his best year as a pro. He moved back inside. He wandered out to the perimeter for a couple years. He wandered back in, and he had career highs the last 2 years in points in the paint, and that's where he's great. He's the best defensive player, I think, in the league. He gets along with LeBron. He played a ton of games this year. He played 76 games, and he played hurt. That was always the knock on him. But he was kind of a soft player, a dad bod, wouldn't put the time in the gym. This year, great shape, played hard. I thought he was a spectacular player. I think the seventh best player is his teammate LeBron, who needs more days off. But LeBron led the NBA in fourth quarter scoring. The other thing about LeBron is that he had a really good year shooting threes, over 40%. Now, LeBron has always been, sometimes he believes in his three-point shot, sometimes he doesn't. When he doesn't, he usually goes back to driving and scoring, which he's highly effective at. He can't give you the night, you know, he needs time off, he's going to take some days off, but I'd say he's the seventh best player, and on many nights, he's the best player for a half in the league. Number eight, Jalen Brunson. It's not just about scoring. Leadership, toughness. Now, since the All-Star break, leads the NBA in usage rate. Historically, if you're like a usage rate leader, you wear down in the playoffs, and I think that could possibly happen against Philadelphia. But with Jalen, it's the mid-range game, it's the leadership, it's the defense, it's the toughness. He's a classic Villanova guy. He's eight. Kevin Durant, nine. You know, Kevin, 15 straight season, averaging 25-plus. He also played a ton of games like Anthony Davis. So he played 75 games. He doesn't want to be the leader. That's not what he's going to do. But he's a remarkable shot maker. And what you'll find in the playoffs, sometimes analytics take a backseat to get a basket and get a stop. He's always been an underrated defensive player. And by the way, these are razor thin. You can argue all of these. I'd say number 10 is Joel Embiid. He's just hurt. So you're not getting the best of Joel Embiid, but they're 32-8 when he plays. And that you can't deny. Now, where's Ant Edwards? I don't think he's as complete as SGA. He's not the defensive player of some of these guys. He's not a shot creator. Ant's probably like 11. Jaylen Brown's got to be 12 in that sort of ballpark. So there you go. My top 10 players in the playoffs. We can argue. I would say, you know what's interesting, and you saw this with DeJounte Murray. If you look at DeJounte Murray in Atlanta, when Trae Young doesn't play, his numbers go up. Jaylen Brown's with Luka, And then he goes to New York without Luka, high usage rate, and his numbers pop. And then they pop again when Julius Randle leaves.
With Brunson, yeah.
Yeah, so with Brunson, he not only improved post-Dallas, but post-Julius Randle. Now, the problem being is, yes, he's getting more points and more shot. He's got the ball in his hands too much.
That was Harden's thing.
That was, and by the way, it's been Luka's thing. You have to be in incredible shape. You got to kind of be lucky. So, to me, Philadelphia is going to lean on him, throw bodies on him. It's going to be a long series. I'll take Philadelphia. But it, I do think there are certain teams. We always think baseball is better with the Yankees. I'll be honest. I think the NBA is better with the Knicks. They just haven't been viable for a long time. I don't think this. There, some teams are built because of Thibodeau. The Knicks are an effort team. They give you great effort every night. But in the playoffs, everybody gives you effort. So if your great quality is they just outplay people. Tibbs teams play hard, but everybody in the postseason plays hard. So the Knicks, to me, are an overvalued two. I mean, Mike Dunleavy told me this years ago when he was coaching. He goes, if you get a young team that's not that talented that plays hard, you win 40 games.
Sure.
On effort. Now, there were more back-to-backs then. He goes, if you get a young team, guys can play back-to-back, and they play their butt off, you'll win 40 games, and you may have a 30-win roster. So the Knicks play so hard, so consistently, they're gonna win games on nights when they just out. They played Boston about a week ago or 10 days ago. Boston didn't even show up. The Knicks played like it was game 7 of the NBA Finals. So that's going to even out. I think you're going to see that with OKC. Young teams play hard. They don't have a trophy yet. Now everybody plays hard every game. So I think OKC going to win a series, and that's it.
It's also been the beauty of Boston playing so hard. They haven't won a title yet, but they feel like a team that has a chip on their shoulder. Despite, you know, they won 64 games, they were dominant. But that feels like a team that's every night is really competing.
And Denver's the best team, but if you watched, I watched Denver a lot this year. They have a lot of bad halves. Now, they're really good in clutch time numbers. Like, Denver can really turn it on. But you could watch Denver from time to time and think, yeah, they played last night.
Yeah.
The guys have a trophy. They're not giving it. And then they usually figured out a way to grind you down and get back into it. But that there is something to be said about that historically. If you got the trophy, the regular season becomes much less crucial.
You know, I had a list too, Colin.
Let me see it.
Yeah, this is the Schultz list. Not rewarding defense because I don't play defense. No. I got Jokic, Giannis, KD, Luka, Tatum, Embiid, Braun, Edwards, Booker, and Brunson. Now, the two discrepancies for us, I have Kevin way higher.
You don't have Anthony Davis on the list.
I don't. So that's where I was going with this. You're very high. You're bullish on AD this year because he moved more inside.
Well, I was so anti-AD 3 years ago.
He's changed.
Oh,
he's adapted.
He had a great year. First of all, he plays every night. He plays hurt. He's a dominant defender. His offense, he's usually great 2 out of 3 games. So that's the knock on him.
Yeah.
It's to some night. But also, when you play defense like he does against bigs, it's exhausting. And they're just, you can't do it on both ends. LeBron can take nights off defensively.
Yeah.
AD can't.
I would say with Edwards, too, I know you didn't put him on, but 37% from three. His pace, I thought, slowed down a little bit. That showed maturity. I think he's going to explode in the playoffs. My quick thought before you go. Is Wimby in this position next year? Top 10 in the playoffs.
I think they're a low-end playoff team, and he's probably top 10.
There you go.
Yeah. He's the kind of player you could see guys saying, oh, I'd like to play for him. Yeah. They're not going to win a title next year, but they're close. They're very close to being really interesting. All right, Jordan, great stuff. J-Mac is back on a Monday. Thanks for Jordan Schultz filling in. Bleacher Report. NBA playoffs really, really begin tomorrow. Lakers, Nuggets, the primetime game. We'll see you Monday.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.